Well, we have a bunch of weather advisories out for us this morning. And as we know, in our immediate area, all schools basically are closed in our immediate tri-state region. The latest to come in, Northwest Connecticut Community College, as we have temperatures that actually about 11 o'clock, 11:30 last night dipped below freezing, and this morning are below freezing, and we have rain. And I guess, Pat, we have a plethora of different type of weather that we're going to go through over the next, what, 6 to 10 hours?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have a wintry mix, or you can call it an icy mix, which is freezing rain and sleet, and it will alternate with snow at times. Again, I'm not hitting the snow too hard. I mean, if anybody gets any kind of an accumulation as far as snow is concerned, it's going to be north and west, you know, like in the Berkshires, they could wind up with a couple of inches. But our biggest problem is the ice, and that will continue through the day as our temperatures, of course, fall through the 20s. Now, tonight, any wintry mix that's around will end early. And with a clearing sky, we drop to the mid-teens, so whatever falls freezes. And that means your Saturday, well, we stay below freezing, mid-20s, partly sunny and windy. Sunshine, some clouds, 25 to 30 Sunday. And then by Monday, partly sunny, 35 to 40. So the temperatures do ease up again, Marshall. And that happens as we go into the early part of next week.
Now, you know, I look at the National Weather Service predictions. They're saying anywhere from a tenth to a quarter of an inch of ice. Is a quarter of an inch really possible in our area?
Yeah, it's possible. And, you know, ice of that magnitude will, number one, will bring down tree branches and could also disrupt power. So those are some of the problems we're dealing with. I think mainly the untreated roads would be the roads that would get icy. But for the most part, the major roadways, you know, that have been treated many times before, that should take a long time before it gets very, very icy.
And of course, we mentioned to people that with like this, you might see rain falling down. But if you're at your house and you walk out on your deck or you walk out on your stone walk or whatever, the rain is freezing the minute it hits the ground. You really have to be very careful this morning.
Yeah, that's the difference between freezing rain and sleet, folks. Freezing rain is rain. As Marshall said, that comes down. And when it hits surfaces that are below freezing, it freezes on those surfaces. So it still comes down as rain. Sleet comes down as ice pellets. And that is not the same thing you get in thunderstorms. In thunderstorms, you get hail. And they could be, you know, the size of pineapples. Not in the wintertime. You don't get hail. You get sleet, which is frozen droplets of rain or ice pellets. And they come down and they ping all over the place and, you know, all over your car and everything like that. And they could accumulate as well. You know, if it sleets for an hour or two, you could wind up getting a half an inch of sleet accumulation on sidewalks, lawns, and things like that. So, yeah, it's not pretty, but such is winter in New England.
And once again, the timeline, when should we see this freezing rain and sleet combination, possibly like to north and west of us, the snow also mixing in? When should we begin to see it really taper off?
It should really begin to taper off this afternoon. I would say by 3 or 4 o'clock. Whatever is left is going to be extremely spotty. So, again, schools are closed. We don't have to worry about that. But I think the commute home from work will be a lot better than getting there this morning.
All right. Now, looking into next week, you see that little brief warm-up. Any other change in the weather pattern that you see, or are we staying in this sloppy weather pattern for the next week or so?
Yeah, I think that I don't see anything major as far as precipitation all of next week. If we get anything, it's a little bit of here, a little bit of there, but nothing major. And it looks like for the most part, our temperatures will be close to seasonable levels.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been, you talked about this when we talked with Pat. he gave us his winter forecast early, and you hit it right on the head. You said it was definitely going to be a sloppy, changeable type of winter, especially right through February, and that's exactly what we've had.
Yeah, unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong for March, because I still think March could be, you know, a pretty active wintry month. So I hope I'm wrong there. But good thing about March, Marshall, you know that what you get today is gone in 2 days.
Yeah, the sun is yeah. already we're getting longer days, and the sun is much stronger in March. That's always a great thing. Well, I guess for me today, I'm broadcasting from my home studio at Castle Miles simply because I just didn't want to take the chance. But we set up all this equipment here and to have a home studio. And this is exactly why we've set up this equipment, to have a home studio. But today's going to be one of those days for you where you're obviously going to be on the telephone talking with all your different clients all day long.
Oh, yeah. It's the second Friday in a row that Pat will not be able to take a breather, but that's okay. After today, the weekend, no plans, so it'll be nice and calm, and I hope to watch some movies.
Oh, you've got it, because you've got to vote.
I have to vote, right? Yeah, exactly.
Pat votes on, you know, the best movies of the year and things like that, so he's the lucky guy. We don't get a vote, but Pat gets a vote. Well, once again, let's recap this forecast, Pat, as we look at a pretty crummy day today.
Yep, we have the icy mix, which will change to snow at times, a few inches, especially in the warning area, in the 20s, and that it ends tonight, the mid-teens. The weekend is fair in the 20s.
And I guess those warnings will go over in Northwest Connecticut. It's a winter weather advisory. Adjacent Eastern New York, a winter weather advisory. And South County, Massachusetts, it's the same thing. But the further north you go in Massachusetts, it goes more towards snow, right?
It's a winter storm warning for the Berkshires.
So so that's the way it breaks down for this beautiful Friday morning in our tri-state region. Pat, I want you to have a good weekend, and we'll speak to you on Monday morning bright and early and see what the new week will bring to us.
Well, that sounds good. Everybody be safe. Marshall, you be safe. Feel well, and I'll see you on Monday.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye, Marshall.